one of the great organisations that are helping out a lot of folks here in the Hunter is Hammond Care. At the moment, they need a bit of a helping hand with some new volunteers. So let's see if we can find out what does make the ideal candidate for that position with the coordinator for Hammond Care, Louise Walsh. Good morning, Louise. Hammond Care, more broadly, what sort of services do you guys provide across our community?
Good morning, Mark. Look, we offer a range of services to assist older people and people living with dementia to be able to remain in their own home. We support them through with our carers and a whole lot of range of packages that is available to give them that better quality of life while they're staying at home.
Louise, from your experience, if Hammond Care was not involved with these people, what would the likely outcome for them be?
I suppose we have so many of our aged people now that are staying home a lot longer and wanting to keep that independence in their own home. But when they start losing the use of a car, their license is gone, their sight starts to go, their mobility starts to go, their life starts to, I suppose, decrease in quality. So what Hammond Care does is bring that quality back and give them a little bit more purpose and provide them the way of being able to get back out into the community.
I guess having that independence and increased quality of life is what it's all about. Louise, your volunteers really do a great job. We hear stories all the time of the great work that they're doing.
Thank you.
What does make an ideal candidate for a Hammond Care volunteer?
Oh, look, our volunteers, all of them, they all vary in their personalities and in their characters, but I think to me and to Hammond Care, having a passion for what they are doing, having a passion and a caring nature to see that they're making that improvement to an older person, and just by doing something in a short amount of time. It's not something where they're not expected to spend days or, you know, a whole day. We just love them to be able to have an hour if they've got available, just to be able to pop in and visit. And during those visits, it can range from a variety of things. It all comes down to what our volunteers like and what our clients like. So it could just be sitting and having a cup of tea, watching a TV program, or going for a drive around the lake, or out to a beautiful park, playing card games. Oh, look, it's endless.
And we know for ourselves that even just having something like that to look forward to, even if it's an hour, a couple of hours once a week, that does give you a lift, that does give you something to look forward to. What sort of feedback are you getting from your clients from the Hammond Care volunteers?
Oh, look, there's the same thing. It can come from a variety of different ways that our clients are really appreciative of having someone. And as you said, it's just all of a sudden this day comes up and they think, oh, so-and-so is going to be dropping in and seeing me today. We might go for a drive. And a lot of times the activity could have been planned the week before. So they're all dressed and ready and out they go. And the best thing I get is the feedback from even a volunteer. They'll give me a call or send me an email or a text after they've had a visit. And just one example was, there was one client, he just was not getting out at all, and he hadn't been in around our foreshore and for many, many years. And the volunteer said, come on, we're going to pick up a coffee, but I'm going to take you for a drive in around Newcastle. And he says, oh, I haven't been there for a while. Well, the volunteer said, the smile on this gentleman's face, he said it was just enough to say, this is what it's all about. He said he couldn't get the smile off his face, and when he came and dropped him home, he went, we've got to do that again. He said, I had the best time. Just little things that we take for granted every day can improve another person's life.
Louise, listening to that story, I can tell you that's not a little thing. That is a big thing. Something else I picked up as well, you mentioned that most of your clients are all dressed, racked up and stacked up and packed up, ready to go. That's a big bonus too, because I know all of my friends I call on, they're never ready when I turn up to do something.
No, they're just, you know, they're so excited about being able to go and do something.
Yeah.
Something that's a nice, a little thing in their day that makes it.
Louise, it sounds like the volunteers have just as much fun as the clients, and with fingers crossed we'll get some more of the right people in volunteering with you very shortly, continuing to make the great difference that you're doing across the Hunter.
Oh, look, thank you very much for this opportunity. And can I just finish off with just a saying that I found the other day?
Of course you can.
I think it's perfect. Too often we underestimate the power of a touch, a smile, a kind word, a listening ear, an honest compliment, or the smallest act of caring, all of which have the potential to turn a life around. Isn't that something great?
It certainly is, Louise. Thank you for your time with sharing those thoughts with us this morning.
Oh, wonderful.
What a great lady doing some great works there, Louise Walsh. And if you'd like to get involved with Hammond Care or learn a little bit more about it, we have a link on the Morning Show page on our website at 2NURFM.com.